What exactly does it do, and does it go far enough? Joining us right now, former counterterrorism coordinator at Department of Homeland Security and ABC News consultant, John Cohen. John, good morning.
Hi, nice to be with you.
I appreciate you joining us. What does this order exactly do?
Well, that's a really good question, actually. And let me preface this by saying, you know, I've spent the last 3 decades in law enforcement and Homeland Security. I thought this was a real opportunity for the president to both make a strong statement, both supporting police, but also supporting the position that racial bias and discriminatory practices don't belong in our system of justice and in our law enforcement and in the way that law enforcement operates. And it was also an opportunity to identify some concrete steps the federal government could take immediately in order to contribute to solving the situation that we find ourselves in today. I think he missed on both points, to be honest with you. And in a way, he framed the issue as you either support police or you don't. And that's not really the question. The question, you know, the concern is now is that a growing number of Americans believe that reform is needed in our system of law enforcement. It's beginning. You have a growing number of people in our community who are losing confidence in the police, whether that's warranted or not. They believe that racial bias and discrimination is too prevalent in policing. So if we cannot restore the public confidence, that makes it very difficult for law enforcement to do their job, and it also makes it makes it unsafe for law enforcement because people may be more willing to resist or engage in acts of violence against police departments.
I mean, let's be clear, the federal government can't really regulate the behavior or operations of state or local police departments, can it?
No, it can't, and the only way it can do it is by passing a federal law. You certainly can't do it through a presidential executive order. But what the federal government can do is through the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department, they can engage in investigations regarding individuals who use excessive force who may be involved in a civil rights crime or organizations that engage in what they call a pattern and practice of unconstitutional behavior. What they can also do is provide grant funding to state and local law enforcement organizations and training so that they can employ community-based and strategies in policing, and they can work more closely with mental health professionals and social workers to deal with some of the problems that have escalated into violence. They can also use the grant programs to sort of nudge police departments in a certain direction as it relates to adopting standards. And then finally, what the federal government can do is he could have directed every federal law enforcement agency to make sure that they had the policies and procedures in place to ensure that officers involved in unconstitutional or inappropriate activity are identified, investigated, and their behaviors addressed. So there are things the federal government can do, but you are absolutely right. The president cannot sign an executive order and say, you have to ban chokeholds. That's not the way our system works.
No, it's not. It was a good show and certainly a bold statement, but not really with many teeth in it. Interesting analysis. John, I appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much for being with us.
Sure. Talk to you again soon.
All right. Bye now. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. John Cohen is a news consultant with ABC right now, but has served with the George W. Bush administration in the office of the Director of National Intelligence, and he was the acting Undersecretary of Defense under President Obama. Has had an impressive career in law enforcement, and that was maybe a first step by the White House, but more steps will need to be taken to enact some real change in law enforcement at the national level. It's 15 minutes after 9 o'clock here on WPHM. It is Wednesday. Beautiful day out there. Lots of sunshine. We're going to see that temp up to about near 80 degrees. It'll be a day much like yesterday. And we'll detail the weather forecast again coming up in just a few minutes here on WPHM.